Geekspective presents Evil Is As Evil Does and the Random Game Systems. For the next few episodes, the evildoers and Josh will be taking a break from Moxfairy and instead will be playing one-offs of a few different games. As usual, there may be strong language that is not suitable for sensitive ears. Now, without further ado, on to the new games.
I'm just a crazy kobold.
I'm Dickton Underhill.
Dickton
Underhill.
Yeah, you guys. Are...
Some people call me Dick. I'm a halfling caster, Diabolist on the side, and I have a rival with the kobold.
Why do you have a rival with the kobold?
You're a halfling because you're gonna sacrifice
you're
him.
You're both.
Yeah. He doesn't know it
exactly.
So that's a rivalry.
Yep. Exactly.
Kobolds fucking hate halflings. Any other short people? It's like, God damn it. Why are you so annoying?
What are you, Dylan?
I'm Hieronymus. Hieronymus, the halfling illusionist sorcerer. Royal sorcerer in service to the city. Frequents hydroponics for illuminated visions.
I had a little of him for a while.
Mm-hmm. But it's bad.
I'd understand a lot of it.
Right.
You don't like, have, you don't like have go to understand.
A, he would go into a room.
That is
and,
not
like,
your burden. That is
like
for
lights
you.
Would come out of his hands. Like we just stare at them for hours. And I'm going, what? Like, it smelled really bad.
Yeah.
Like a skunk.
Yeah.
I don't. I think I.
Dank.
Dank is the word. Shit,
Where are you? Who are you, Amber?
I am a halfling flesh golem named Rook. I was created as well. I have a father.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
who gave me a
Did you make her while you were high? Because that's awesome.
Yeah, it's possible.
And there's some weird fatal flaw. Like she doesn't work like most.
I don't know if. It's all that smoke. That's like I can't really breathe well. I don't. So you know, life has been pretty good for a while. Like we would just like play stuff, but then one day he gave me a piece of paper that was like with a list of instructions. That was like step one. Ask this question, is where are all your magical items? Step two, if they don't answer, break one finger. And then it was the whole list, and so I ended up getting caught. I thought that I was doing the right thing.
You were just playing one of our games.
I was playing with one of the many games that Father has developed for my education.
Maybe while you were in prison, in jail with us, you let slip about a sentient spear your father has.
Yeah. Well, see,
that sounds
like,
really cool to me.
So, yeah, like, as I'm telling you, like, stories about, like, learning and why I'm here because like, I got caught.
You were going to put the spear tip in her head, and that way she'd, like, come to life like a real boy. A girl,
what?
Or whatever.
No, why would I do that?
Because it's the spear sentient, and like, you know, the
spear would make her sentient.
Yeah.
But she's already
sentient.
Huh. Is that what she's telling herself at night?
Fuck you! Back and forth. One, two.
All right.
So yeah, that's right.
Dave.
So, with that spear, we need it to...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm Pawn Winsbottom. I am...
Winsbottom.
I am a female halfling. I'm from the Hillipore district. I was kicked out of the halfling district for stealing food. And I just kind of wandered around begging and found myself in the Hillipore district. Got arrested for stealing food. Put into prison where I was cellmates with this really weird chick. And I mean, she broke some dude's fingers and like just didn't really relate to me. I mean, like I tell her stories, she just stared at me and stuff. I don't know. I mean, it was okay. I mean, in retrospect, I should have stuck it out. It wasn't as bad. I mean, I thought it was as bad as it could get. It got worse. got moved into Alame's cell, and it got way bad.
Social awkwardness?
No.
Versus...
Yeah, right. Social awkwardness versus, like...
Straight up.
Horrific evil.
Right. Physical and emotional abuse. And she owns me now. I am her property. And she's made that clear. And today's my first day after I've been released, though, so that's great. I'm going to start over. Brand new life. But Alame's told me that I am to report to the what? Red Light District. And I'm going to turn tricks for her, and that way she can get some money.
How did you get out of jail? Like, why did you go in jail?
Why did I go in jail for stealing food?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not a very long term.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm a halfling. I didn't steal that much food. And so,
half an apple. Right. Half a piece of bread.
And so, I mean, it's been a couple years I got out. I'm going to go to the Red Light District and turn tricks for LMA. So she can have some money.
But you're is she still in jail?
Well, I like the, what if you're a thief? You are a thief, right?
Well, you tell me that, yeah. You told me I was a no good thief. You told me I was a thief and a whore every single day.
I like you for your thieving abilities.
Well, I mean, I'm not good at it, but sure.
Sure, you want me to steal?
I mean, I can do some of that on the, when I'm done turning tricks.
She'll steal your heart.
I mean, I've got like, I got like half an hour.
Nah. Nah. You have you seen her?
Straight up.
Blah. Blah. The golem goes blah.
I'm going to turn some tricks for Alame, give her some money, and then she's got a secret mission for me, and you're going to send word to
through. I don't even know what sex is, but I don't want any of it that has to do with that person.
I may have need of your skills later.
Yeah, you just send me a message, because I know you're really powerful, and that, like, when I come to the jail, once a week to give you my money, you can tell me that.
All right. I guess we'll start Act 1.
Well,
or do you have
Well, we haven't really talked. I mean, I am Alame. I'm a tiefling devil worshiper, and I've been in prison because I was caught trying to abduct a child for a ritual sacrifice, and unfortunately, all of the witnesses against me disappeared. It's so sad. Meanwhile, in my absence, a kobold thinks he's taken over my crew of demonologists, devil worshippers.
Dave, stop!
Could
you just wait 2 seconds? Mm-mm.
Okay. So,
anyway.
Sorry.
So, right. I've been released. You're out, right?
Yes.
And you've let us... We've heard rumors of this spear that I think we need.
Somehow I got out.
So who sets the first scene? Who would be the...
Whoever. We all get 2 scenes, but whoever starts is going to go around the table and then go around the table one more time.
So...
You can go first.
I will set the scene.
Or set a scene.
I will set a scene. I'm setting this scene. And then so you guys determine how it turns out for me.
Because mostly it's like... Well, do we all get out at the same time?
I thought it was Act 2... You just start it, and someone else will resolve it later.
Right, or I can choose to resolve, and you guys set a scene for me, but I want to set a scene.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I am returning to my diabolic lair after being in jail for the past week, and I find that you've taken my stuff. I'm out of jail.
Oh, okay.
Because the witnesses disappeared. You didn't hear that because you were sprinkling.
Sorry. Yeah, I did hear that.
The witnesses all recanted or disappeared.
Got it. So you were only in for a week, and you did all that shit to me in a week?
No, I've been away for a while, but
it's, okay.
Yes.
It's like a lifetime of pain and torture.
It's like, man, it was 7 days.
It's been a long time.
Like 3 years. Like,
I'm your property.
So I'm going to return to what used to be my cult and find the two of you who, you know, we used to know.
Yeah.
And then somewhere you picked him up.
Yes.
And he's So, that would be the scene of me returning.
Oh.
With the three
can't
of us.
You, all right.
Is it, what?
Can't we do we role play some of it right now?
You can if you want. You don't have to.
Do we what?
If you want your scene to end with you walking in and like, oh my god, there's these dudes here. or if you...
Now, the way I've played it before is we start the scene, and then we start interacting and figuring out what we're doing and how the scene, and then the other people at the table decide how it ends for me by giving me, in the course of our conversation...
That's act two, I thought.
No, it's right now, too.
Oh, they give it to you, but then you give it to someone else.
But then I pass it to somebody else.
Okay. So, yeah, walk in. Yeah, and you see these two? And
yes, exactly. I've returned.
Hello, Alame. Or hello, Alame.
Who are you?
Oh, my God.
I demand reports on how things have gone in my absence.
I said, who are you?
Well, there's been a little someone here. I do not know. He'll be of use later.
Shut up, peasant. Who are you?
I am Alame. You are in my temple.
I don't like you. Get out.
Who are... What?
Alame, he has been some nuisance.
I think I see the use you have for him already.
Yes. He claims that he's walked in here when I was taking a nap one time, and he has not left since.
Are you talking about me?
So you're the...
What are you saying? I can't hear you.
You're the new temple leader, then.
Ah, yes. Yes.
I've always been here.
That's true, Alame. He has always been here.
Well, oh gracious.
I am king.
Yes, king. Yes, mighty king, kobold. Your scaly might is impressive. In my time in the prison, I have learned of an item you might be interested in. There is a wizard who has a sentient spear.
Pointy?
Yeah.
Yes, I do know this fellow, and I can take you, or show you to him.
Come!
Okay. So now we're going to decide.
You guys decide.
That's the start of the scene, but...
Now we have to...
There's the resolve. Yeah.
So you just resolve, okay.
Would, at this point, just be deciding amongst yourselves how it ends for me. I think that I want to take over the gang, and... I don't know whether that's...
I think it went fine.
Until you give me one of the die and tell me whether I succeeded or not.
I think it went fine.
I think it went really well, so I think...
But, I mean, it's not how it went. It's how it's going
to
go.
I want it to go well, though. I think what he wants to do is they made...
Yes.
They know that this is a really annoying person, that it's perfect for a sacrifice. Let him think what he wants to do.
Yes, that's exactly what we...
Go along. And yes. I think...
So we buffaloed him, essentially.
Yes, I want it to go well.
All right. Now, I have this die, and I get to give it to somebody. I'm going to give it to you.
Oh.
Excellent roleplay.
Never having played this game before, you kind of won it.
That was amazing. I was like, perfect.
So...
We can go to...
Now, who do we go to next?
Let's go around the table.
Clockwise, yeah, but which way you want to
go? Just clockwise. We can go with Dave.
Oh, God.
So, I don't think you probably reserve...
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want the... I don't remember.
He's the thief that we want.
Right, but that scene is done, or do we swing back to that later, or what?
We don't have to.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to.
Okay.
But now Dave either has a choice of establishing a scene, or we
make up one.
We make up one for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For example, I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to resolve, or do you want
to... That's a good question. I think I'm going to resolve this time.
All right.
I like the idea of enlisting this young halfling woman. So I think she has great potential, and we should...
Is that where you were going to from your other scene?
Could be.
No.
So Dave has opted to resolve for himself, one way or another.
Yeah.
So we need to set a scene for him.
Alame and company not wanting to get their hands dirty, go to pawn. Get pawn to steal the spear.
Yes, excellent.
All right, so yeah.
God, you don't know very many thieves.
I don't.
I'm a really bad steal. I have to be a really bad.
So thing. Basically, I'm saying. So setting the scene, they start to leave, and you guys are like walking to, and you tell them about
this thief
that you met while in prison, who had a cellmate. That knew a wizard who had a magical cache of weapons.
Yeah, he knew a wizard that knew a wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wizards knowing wizards.
Oh, wait, so...
I knew him.
Yeah, but
we know each other.
But he knows about the spear.
In prison, he knew me, who knew you.
Yeah.
Oh, that too, yeah.
So that's why he knows about the spear, because I was talking and it's like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I'm telling you, I know him. Yeah. We blew each other up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's the scene. You guys are walking out and you're kind of explaining, and you can roleplay, I guess, explaining why you want to go to this thief.
And then he has to resolve the scene somehow, right?
Yeah, either he agrees or not.
We roleplay the resolution, right?
Yeah, and then because Dave wants to resolve, he will decide. So, I bring my...
Are we in, like... do we meet him up in the heliport district at the soup kitchen? So we meet at the soup kitchen.
Is that where you...
Oh, yeah, you went to the red light.
I'm going to the red light.
All right, so we meet him there.
Where do you work in the red light district?
Well...
it's a location that you have.
It's the Magic Glory Hall. We don't have to necessarily...
it's not necessarily where I work, but it's gonna come in sometime.
Okay. Or it might not. I mean, I guess it could.
Okay.
I'll find...
So we're going to go find you wherever you were going to be. We're going to go.
How do you find him? Do you have, like, a mark, or, like, did you mark him?
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Did you mark him?
Yes, I did. I marked him.
Okay. Yeah, with a thing of mail.
Follow the blood.
You're ready, Kirby.
I'm so sad. You're such a sad little character.
Dude, at least you, like, you know what it's like to be born real.
So we meet up.
Well, maybe even better. Because you and I were cellmates after the two of you were cellmates. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have ideas about how to get in, because she might have...
I'll tell you I do.
Yeah, I have a
She may have said... what? Well, I'm not... She's androgynous. Yep, yep. It's an androgynous golem. So maybe that's why we need you, is because you have ideas about how to get in, because the golem was yapping.
I've told you that. Yes. In order to get your protection.
Yes, yes.
As terrible as it was.
Okay, so the scene is you guys are walking and talking and then getting to the...
Yes, and so we come to your brothel.
Mm-hmm.
I guess since we're setting the scene, we can decide where your brothel is.
Yes, sure.
What is
the
name of it?
We go to the brothel
It's a brothel in the Red Light District. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a halfling.
Mm-hmm.
The Copper Bottom.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm. The Copper Bottom.
Mm-hmm. All right. We walk in.
I follow the trail of blood drops floating through the air towards you.
What do they do here?
Silence!
Things, especially for us halflings. This is a very good establishment. You probably shouldn't touch anything.
It smells bad.
We walk in.
Your wisdom and benevolence amazes me. I am humbled by your presence.
Thank you. A king must be wise and gracious.
So
we want.
What are you doing?
Pawn.
Pawn. You should forget.
Yeah, you should forget.
Who are you?
You
there, madam. There is a halfling working here. No, not that one. The other one. She's not very smart. And.
Right. Oh, there you are. I'm with someone at the moment. But I mean, that may not stop you from walking in.
No, it doesn't. Never mind. In fact, it doesn't. Exactly what happens.
I don't have to ask, because I have the trail of blood.
Bust in the door.
So when we walk in, the madam comes up, and as we kick the doors in, and and she says, "Can we help you?" I'm like, "No, I know where I'm going."
And then you go right to the room where whatever your name is.
Punch.
I can't remember.
Right,
and
it's just a beaded curtain.
And you just like,
right.
You grab the beaded curtain and just pull it down.
Whoa, we just rip it, whoosh, bust in.
Listen, it's easy to die about, whatever.
Yeah. Is a dude there with you?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a dude?
Right. Yeah,
sure.
It's an older guy. He's
high. You leave. Does he leave? I think he leaves.
Up to date.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be resolving now. Yeah, let's go.
Resolve. Yep.
I guess the resolve is.
Yeah, you can tell the NPCs what to do, and we're going to keep on.
Yeah. Are you guys? The he holds up a finger.
Oh my god!
And as the three of you are standing in the beaded curtain doorway. And he counts down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm out.
Oh my god! And
and
see.
And he just kind of like I mean, he's a halfling, so he's just kind of between you guys and out the door.
So, are you coming with us or not? Which would be positive, which would be negative?
Wait, no, that was the NPC that said, or was that you?
Yeah, that was the
the client,
the John, as it were.
Yeah.
So now you're
We're standing there.
Yes,
yeah.
Wow. We have a mission for you.
Wow, you're really ugly. Your mama must hate you.
My mama died.
Good. You deserved it.
Our wise and benevolent leader has seen the wisdom into following up on that sentient spear you told me about. You said you had information?
He's the one in charge?
Yes.
Because you told me you were the smartest one and the best one.
She was wrong. She's learned the errors of her way.
Well, hey, listen to her, honey. Shh. Because I'm a halfling too, so I kind of walk up and put my hand around. It's like, this guy doesn't know what's going on. Just play along. You're beautiful. Hopefully you got some brains too. I don't know.
Pale Scale's chewing on one of the beads.
The food here is terrible.
Spaghetti sauce.
Perhaps your dragon lineage is of such that it would be of value to you. Were the great something of
the golden dragon.
Oh no, Pale Scale is totally this, like, he's a dragon rock kobold. I mean, someone boned a kobold. Some dragon.
Desperate times.
But your blood has great.
It was a dare.
But you can't fuck that kobold.
Oh my god.
and Pale Scale was born.
Pale Scale and his 12 brothers.
So,
I'm taking it, you're the youngest.
Claw, claw.
So do you follow Bahamut? Is that your guy?
Claw, claw, bite, wing, what?
Okay, I think this is a good spot for the resolution. You're telling me that he's an idiot and I need to play along.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself her property.
Oh yeah,
and you just told me that he was in charge of you, and I mean I'm
you're confused.
I'm confused and I'm dumb and I need to figure out what to do here. I guess positive would be understanding this whole ruse and going along. Negative would be believing really that Pale Scale is really the king here, and. Like, I am kind of the lieutenant's property, but your word overrides hers.
Pale Scale is a noble and beautiful creature. Sure. He's a little inbred.
I think I'm going to take the negative.
Oh, he gets to choose if he resolves?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Who are you passing it to? You get to pass it to somebody.
Well, damn it.
It's you, isn't it?
I guess that's me. Let's try again.
You can't keep it. You have to give it away.
I know. That's a Chris.
So Chris
is can't do that. That's not fair. Dylan, take it.
All
right. We start fucking the kobold really early.
So, yeah. I mean, I'm still loyal to you because, I mean, you know.
Good.
You own me and the thing and the whole. But that dude is smart, man. And he's got, like, those fangs and stuff. And, like.
He like his throat sack.
Yeah.
with every breath, it goes.
God,
how old are you?
Gross.
There's a fin on top of his head. He's like sleek.
So
you've resolved.
Yes, basically, I've resolved, and I'm going to follow your commands unless. He overrides them, and I think... And you put me in between you, and then I'm in a bad spot.
So now it's Amber's turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can either set a scene or choose to have to resolve, and we set a scene for you.
I'm thinking I'm going to set the scene. So, I'm being released into the custody of...
Hieronymus.
So, if you imagine this... halfling-shaped, fleshy golem walking out with a box with her little items that she had on her possession when she was arrested, which consisted of one playing card, a jack...
And maybe a dead mouse.
Yeah, yeah. And like a dead mouse that was my pet.
Yeah.
Right? These are all trinkets Oh, and an apple core. These are all trinkets my father has given to me. And I keep them with me all the time.
I see Bojangles as healthy as ever.
So I walk out, and he's pulled up in his lowrider chair, the horse and chariot.
It's a pony.
It's a pony with a Oh my god, it's beautiful.
Pony,
like,
wagon.
You're like, oh, Bojangles is doing well, right? And I'm like, yeah. Also, I made a lot of friends in prison. It was a really fun place to be. There were people, they were so nice to me. And they wanted to know all about you.
What? What did you tell them?
Like, well, they asked me questions, so I would answer them. Like, who is your parents? You're my father. I'm like, why are you in jail? Because you made me steal magic items and find magic items. And they were like, oh, magic items. I told them all about your magic items. It's so fun to go in that room sometimes and just look at all them glistening.
So miscreants know all about my room?
What? I was making friends.
You didn't know any
So,
better.
I think the resolution can be positive or negative. The situation could be either he actually takes me home with him and starts safeguarding and, like, works with me to find out, like, yes. all the details of who exactly, if I can remember specifically, or... I don't know, he lops off an arm of mine, or... I don't know, you guys can figure out what's positive, good, whatever.
He could... negative could be, he says, find your own way home, I got shit to do, and yeah. rolls off in the pony and the rider.
I think, personally, I think positive is more interesting.
Because I would be able to tell him, like, oh, it was this other person who kind of looked like you, but had longer hair and these lumps... on their body.
Female.
Oh, female. Yeah, okay. There was one of those.
Somali.
Yeah,
sure, so, did I give it to somebody?
Yep.
So I want to, like, is there a goal here? Like, I want somebody to win, or do I want to screw people over?
It doesn't matter.
Alright.
So, and then I kind of tell you, what?
So, do the people resolve it?
Yeah.
So people can.
So. Positively.
Totally resolve positively, and positively is you're taking her home to pump her for information.
Yep.
And
taking
and
it home.
And probably safeguard
it's
going to
get weird calling Amber
your magic
all night.
It's a, call me they.
Call
they.
Take they home?
Yeah. Well, no, you could take, you just
take
call.
Them
you
home.
Call. I'm technically a golem. So I guess it is fine.
It was a golem in a female prison. You didn't, did you know?
Huh?
Did you know her? You just knew.
Well, I think magically, you probably would know. Like, I was a doll.
Probably.
Essentially, it's not female prison. There's male prison and everybody else prison.
Okay.
Because...
male and catch-all.
anything that's not definitively male shouldn't go to male prison.
Okay.
I imagine that's how it works in my opinion.
Possibly.
That makes good sense to me.
Okay, upon arriving home...
Oh, are you setting?
I'm setting a scene.
Gotcha.
I leave Rook to safeguard the room, protect
him. You sure you want me to?
It's been a rough time for you. Get reacquainted at home, protect this place. I must go meditate.
I take Bojangles and I put him in his little box bed.
What did he send you out? What was the mission you were out on?
I was going to, like, prominent people that he knew had magical items, like, people who were, like...
The spear is what I use to create my golems. It helps give life. She is my only successful project as of yet.
He was at the most lucid at that time.
So I leave Rook home,
right.
And I
you gotta meditate, man. It's stressful, man.
Meditate upon this, so I go to the hydroponics area... And I purchase a mighty dose, and I get these visions of these three devils, and there is another who is going to come to take my property.
Maybe the spear is a spear of life and death.
Mm-hmm.
It has the ability to give and take souls.
Oh.
Ooh.
So anyway, so we need to like a point there.
So I'm on this vision quest to see what I need to.
So is a negative positive outcome for this vision quest?
Mm-hmm. So positive, you get some myself. Sense.
Yes.
Positive, he gets a good sense of what's going. And negative,
he gets lies.
Pink elephants.
A total.
Yeah.
Red herring or something.
Oh God. That's
pretty good.
I think a negative red herring could be that you could see Josh's. What's your character name?
Dickton. You come.
Maybe
with
you
Dick.
See Dickton, your long ago enemy, and think he's behind it all.
Yeah.
How's that a red herring?
Well, because he's not behind it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just involved.
So you get this vision and you see Dickton and you think, oh, it must be him.
Or you get a vision that he's helping him. But he will be.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that I'm helping him instead.
Yeah.
Well,
Dickton is your only true ally.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And he should be trusted with.
So you're truly screwed.
Yes. All right.
And then you pass that guy on to somebody else. Yes.
I like that.
No. Dickton?
Yep.
Take this valuable line.
I gave you mine because you're my best friend.
Oh my God. Our besties?
Yeah.
You should come,
but I was totally going to just roll.
Check, you should
I was going to meet you at Hydroponic
what is
and work.
What are you doing all day?
I guess.
Oh,
could expand
butter.
Upon this.
Oh, Father! Guess how much butter I churned today.
So, okay, yeah, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the Hydroponic because I said, you know, went to you guys, and actually, I know, like, what's your name?
Heronius.
I usually know Heronius is at the Hydroponic if I ever need to go talk with him. And we relive war times and the such through hallucinations, you could say. So I walk in, you know, grab some of the finest
Kush.
And
the dank is still the dank.
We want to set him up so that he's not at home.
Yeah, he's at the Hydroponic.
But I mean, we want to make it so he can't be home, so we can go.
Oh, I don't know. I was gonna, you guys get the resolve in a way. Gonna, I don't. Oh, whatever. I'm
just suggesting what your end goal could be here.
Oh, I don't know because. Or, yeah.
Oh,
so, anyways, yeah.
Your end goal is get high.
So, old frenemy.
And it's like, I just feel my cheek where the scar is. Like,
what?
That's true, but I got you back.
Oh my God. This
I have just received a vision that you would help me.
It's
this
true.
This is a fortuitous day.
Ah, it's true, Heronius.
I came to warn you.
I came to warn you. There are three people that are going to come. They're trying to get your magical spear.
I guess I've never seen a halfling get high.
Exactly. Their body mass.
You just don't know you've seen a halfling get high.
That magical spear I gave to your mama. You bastard. She's dead. You know it. you should get your golem. And we should go tell the gods. Before it's too late.
How do you know about me?
Or are you? Oh, go get your lady. I just know it's a lady. There we go.
That should be your tip off. Or, the negative or positive.
Or whatever.
Yes. You should go get your lady and make sure she's safe. We should go get the guards now.
Positive, negative.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
so I guess the positive outcome would be that he actually convinces what's his face, my master, to go get the guard and me.
Anonymous.
Leave the house empty. Negative would be... like, nah, let's stay here for a while and get way wasted, and then
exactly.
Let's just go home and eat pizza and fall asleep.
Pizza and
so I guess the question is, do we want you to succeed at getting them out of the house?
I think it would be more interesting to get them out of the house.
Yeah. Mm. I disagree. I think it would be more interesting if they get way wasted, go back to Hieronymus's place, get... and. Eat about 4 bags of Sir Chester's puffed corn.
Cheese flavored.
And they're passed out in their tiny whiteies on the floor.
And then you three come in. And I'm walking around the house dusting. Okay, good. That's
so red.
Red, negative.
Who's going to be bad for? I think it's going to get really messed up for. Yeah,
it truly is. I'm going to be so confused. You're like, Father, why not again?
So, I can either set the scene. Is that the only thing?
Yep. Set the scene or ask us to set the scene and resolve.
And we set a scene for you.
And if you resolve it, you get to pick the die from the pool.
And if I pick the die, I can give it to anybody?
Yep. And the goal is that when it comes to the tilt...
Yeah, I guess you should describe... We're halfway through to Act 1 after we're done with
Chris. Yes, we are almost halfway. So at the end of Act 1, you roll all the dice in front of you. If you have the high number of either color, you help pick the complications in the tilt. So then you roll the unused dice in the center pile, and you consult the tilt table, and then we reassemble the pile, the center pile. We keep the ones we already have, and then we take a break and think about what is going to happen next. So what you're really doing is you're helping choose somebody to help make the decision on the tilt table.
Yeah.
So, because odds are that if Amber, for example, had many more dice than we all did, she would likely...
But the reds are negatives and the whites are positives?
It doesn't matter. Whoever the has tilt. The highest number, okay. Positive or negative...
Oh, right. It's only in the resolution at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, it's negative, yeah.
If you have the high number of either color... And it says something about the dice math, but yeah, anyway.
We'll figure it out. Sooner or later, the reds are negative numbers and the whites are positives, but it might be for the end of the game.
Yeah, it's at the end of the game.
So I either set the scene or I let you guys set the scene.
Right. So pretty much you can have control of receiving a die or like set the scene and have us decide the die.
I'd like to have control over the die. I think you guys
need to resolve.
All right. Yeah. So we need to set a scene for
it. So I resolve it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. You will resolve the scene. So... I think we need to convince the Kobold King.
Mm. Well, I may not be there right now. Or
you are not there.
Yeah, I'm not right there right now.
I mean, you can help.
You too.
You can help set this, but
yeah,
you're not there.
Yeah. Well, I was making sure in the Wii it was this. Yeah,
it's really going to be John, you really. Well,
right. Because I'll do whatever you tell me.
Well, what was the blood ritual?
That's right.
That hasn't happened yet, but they're bonded by it. Okay.
Yes, that we are going to have a bond. We have a blood ritual between us, so that can be anything. But the two of them have a victim and
sacrifice.
Yes, one of them is a sacrificee and one is a sacrifice her.
Yeah.
Just so I think that. Unknown to Mr. Paleskill here, he is the recipient. I think we are convincing you to come along with us to get this spear because. It will help expand your kingdom, great leader. So you have to help me convince him. You're there with us.
Okay.
Well, and you have the details on how to get in. So.
Wait, so we're setting the scene and you're resolving?
Yeah.
Well, I think what should probably go down is like maybe you have a one-off conversation with your thrall, I guess. Sure. And be like, this is what's going on.
Right. Just play along.
Play along. I really need your help as you rip the back of her neck.
We had it resolved badly for her, though, right?
Right. I mean, I believe she kind of Pale Scale's the real deal.
Oh,
yeah. He is the fucking.
It was resolved badly.
Right. And so, he's choosing the resolution for himself, so he has to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is the scene where I think the scene is the.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We're convincing him to go along with my master plan to ace you.
The female halfling in tow.
And I think the nice details are
right.
Trying to get her to go along. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, go ahead.
Yes. All right. So,
so yeah, you're convincing him to go get the spear? Right?
Yes. It's very important. She has incredible details on this spear that will increase your power immensely.
Shut up, tell me.
Well, I mean, yes, you know, master. there's a spear and it's supposed to be really cool. And when Rook and I were talking about it, like.
How big?
Spear shaped.
If it's too big, I can't use it.
She braided my hair, and it's the first time I've ever had my hair braided, and I thought that was really nice.
Was that very lucky? Someone loves you.
And I gave her some of my gruel, and then we
I liked it.
And so, it was nice, you know what I mean? And like she's really cool, and so
spear,
right?
Yes, you need the spear. Yes, focus on the spear.
What spear do? What does it do?
I don't know. I'm not good at spears.
It helps you.
It's supposed to be really. She said it was. I mean, Alame said it was really powerful.
It is an extremely powerful artifact that will help you rule your kingdom.
Rule is good.
They will all bow before you.
They already do.
They'll bow deeper. There will be more of them.
There is no deeper.
Would you like me to bow before you?
Yes. All
right. I love to imagine this guy all the time going,
"Dear God, I am surrounded by genius. Your wisdom is incredible, Your Majesty." Now,
Jafar.
He's like the Sultan. You're but like you're so old. Just so old.
The princess will.
Well, we're not resolving for me. We're
are we?
Yeah.
So yeah, this is just like, are we convincing him to go to Hieronymus's house and get the thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, okay. Like we need to.
Like he's gonna. And so if we don't convince him, then just you and I get to go by ourselves?
No.
I guess.
I don't know.
Date night?
Well, because
he doesn't know that my plan is to kill him.
Right. Yeah.
So once we get our hands on the spear, he's dead. He has no idea.
Uh-huh.
So I would say good for you is to manage to
ignore
him and come with us.
Yeah. Mm.
Bad for you is you come with us.
Mm. And remember, you give this die to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you choosing?
King Palescale requires power. Spear.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty.
So now you're going to mention somebody.
Oh, yes.
Alame said you would say that.
I think I've gotten into so far.
Yeah.
John. Yeah, I think this is going to turn out really crappy for you.
Okay.
So this is Act 2?
No, this is the final go-around for Act 1.
You're just starting.
For half the power of Palescale.
This is halfway through Act
1. I would like to continue on with the scene, so I'm setting the scene. Uh-huh. We're just going to continue the scene.
All right.
Where you've ordered me to bow to you, and you guys decide how it ends for me.
Okay.
And it's going to be a very short scene. I will unwillingly make the most rudimentary bow I can possibly make. Oh, yes, Your Majesty. So you guys decide how it ends for me, and then we can move along.
Because of how short the kobold is he going to be like, that's not deep enough? Or he doesn't have the perspective usually?
No, he's totally not happy with that bow.
Yeah,
no way.
You didn't hit the floor, you didn't grovel.
Yeah.
He couldn't see the top of your head.
Yeah, especially for how tall he is.
Say praises, he didn't abject himself before. Yeah.
Not like your bow, which was like basically just like chest to floor.
Yeah,
you just slow down.
Somehow you're standable, and then all of a sudden you just like gracefully arced down.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the question is that it's ending badly for me. What does Scale Pale do when I disrespect him?
Scale Pale is from a powerful lineage.
Wasn't your name Pale Scale?
What did I say?
Scale Pale.
Pale Scale doesn't remember.
That's the royal form.
Scale of the Pale. I meant to say
Pale Scale.
Yeah, we got it.
He flicks back his cloak.
His wings.
Whoa, shit.
Peasants, bow!
I'm bowing. So you, like, grab a hold of me?
I grab your horn.
Peasants, bow before the king.
And there's frost dripping out of his mouth.
Does he rip the horn
He
off?
Rips the horn off.
Let's he rips
the horn off.
You rip my horn off?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
totally.
Man.
Totally.
That didn't work out well for you.
This would make you even. This would make.
Somehow still going to go bad for them.
All right. It ended badly for me.
I'm just a simple.
I didn't have a red one. I didn't think I had one. I was just kidding.
Gosh, that's me then.
You see this, or you can go do something else.
You hear yourself?
I mean, Usually I do that at work.
That's part of the job.
Right.
It's like $50 extra.
You've been there for like 2 days. I mean,
it's $10. Four coppers.
Four coppers extra.
If I pee myself or on something. God. But so normally that's, you know, I save that for work. I mean, if it would please Mighty Pale Scale, then yes,
I will. Yeah.
I think I'm going to set this scene. And the three of us.
The three of us
are standing outside Hieronymus's place, which looks dark and, you know, I mean, it's the middle of the night. No lights on or anything like that. These two are barely containing hostility.
Mm-hmm.
Pale Scale is picking his teeth with
her
horn.
And it's, you know, everything is sarcastic comments and, like, just barely unrestrained.
Yes,
barely restrained, seething.
Majesty.
Yes.
You're so wise.
And Alame says to me, and I'm going to put words in your mouth. Tell me which door is the access to get in.
Yeah.
And Pale Scale then says, "Shut up. You don't know. Let her go in. Let her go unlock the doors for us." And so I as you two start squabbling, I just kind of into the shadows and, what do you know? The back door is not only unlocked; it's wide open.
Because we're so high,
right? And so I walk in there, and I see you two totally cashed out on like some cushions and shit,
just in our underwear,
right? In your underwear.
How we like to spend our leisure time.
Dickton has a dick on his face. On the scar.
Yeah,
right?
Yep, on the scar. Your scar looks like a dick.
And what do you know? I see Rook in there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. It is. Look, I shouldn't have called you all those names.
What?
I shouldn't have called you those names and gotten transferred out of that cell. Like, it was. I called you. An inhuman. I called you an abomination. I called you.
I just thought you were sneezing.
Well, either way, I'm sorry. And so we're gonna hug it out. But man, I gotta get that spear because like, there's these dudes out there, and oh shit, man! Like, I don't know what to do. I mean, they're both my master, and they hate each other, and I don't know what the hell to do.
But. You can't, so I guess
this is definitely the resolution part.
So I think my bond to him or her is like, oh yes, anything for my friend. Yeah, I'll show you. I'll show you the spear. Come in here. Or it's like, oh no,
bond
father said
master.
That.
Right, the
like,
only two people in your life.
I
yeah.
can't.
Yeah.
I can't. My father said to never let anybody into his room, and I've been spending all day nailing it shut. So that's the thing. It's like, what do you guys want?
Bad.
I think you give him the spear because your dad was kind of weird. But that's just.
But
it's your dad.
Me. As far as I can tell, he's always loved me.
Okay.
Well, she has.
But for interest's sake. Okay, so thing is, I could bring him in.
Look, I probably never. I mean, I've seen a spear because I've had him pointed at me, but I don't know what the hell this spear looks like.
Well, it's okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Another
thing,
I'm not even sure you know what the hell.
Another thing
looks like.
Is like, no. Got this spear, but it's not the spear.
That
right,
could be my
spear.
I'll say. Okay, so. Let's go. I'm like, yeah, friend. Let's
give
go
him a
with this
different
way.
Spear.
We'll see. That's my next scene, and then I'll make you guys resolve it.
So we want you to point her to the real spear, or is
or
positive?
The wrong,
it positive,
positive
for you.
Real spear.
So positive. I'll take you to the room.
Okay.
I'll just take him to the room, but not necessarily get
the
spear.
Yeah.
The magic trick.
Yeah. So you're like, yeah, come on, all right.
And then you have to give it away.
Uh huh. Let's go to Chris. I'm not necessarily playing that it's going to be positive for him.
Right.
But it gives him more white dice, which might be fun.
Well, and at this point, it doesn't really matter because all we're going to do is whoever wins the die roll gets to have some undetermined help.
Well, I like the way Chris is playing this, and I want him to have more control over the tilt.
Okay, so I'm going to set the scene, which is basically just a continuation. Like, okay, cool, yeah, let's just go look at the thing. And so I go to where earlier that day, my father had told me to secure the room. So I have done the best to my ability.
Nice.
Which includes nailing 2x4s all over the door.
Like, and there's like 40 nails in the
door. Yeah. And I put a bookcase in front of it, and then I put chairs in front of it, and then I put a huge sign that said, there's nothing here.
Wow.
Good work. I thought I did pretty good.
Yeah.
So, all here day, huh? I am. So I think there could be kind of two things. Like, you guys are conked out. I don't know how high you are.
We'll figure that out.
I'm like, without even thinking about it, I'm just like, knocking the chair over. Right. I'm throwing the bookcase to the ground. Like, look!
The 2x4 is barely on there. Like, there's like 45 nails, and you're just like...
Well, I'm going to emphasize I'm really, really strong.
You are really strong?
Yeah, oh, like, shit. I'm a golem, too. Yeah. Like, so I just go, look! Gonk! I just collapse, and you're going, shh, shh, shh.
And from the outside, you hear Ali, I'll show you real power.
And then I open the door, like, and there's like 50 spears on the wall, the back wall. I'm like, here are the spears. Let's go look at them.
To me, it seems like a good place for the positive and the negative. Yes. Could be
the doors.
Well, whether you wake up,
halfling or halflings or halfling, someone like that.
So if it positive or for you would be happen. They don't wake up.
Right.
Negative would be they do wake up.
Well, if he doesn't wake up...
Specifically, we're talking about Hieronymus. If you wake up, that's a whole different...
But, I mean, I guess Dylan's going to have to set a completely different scene at some different point then.
Right. If he doesn't wake up, the scene will be really interesting. Although, it could be one of those flashback deals about how you got the spear. It could be one of those, like, it could be your dream vision shit. It could be all kinds of fun stuff.
So what do we want to do? I could see either way being fun. There are not that many red dice out there.
I think it's going to be positive.
So positive? Sure. Stays asleep.
Yeah.
I think positive. I think he's stoned as shit.
Yeah, man. I'm tired.
Not even like... He thinks he's stoned. It's
probably
not.
I'm going to go this route.
Oh, we're loading up Chris.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So stay asleep and you manage to have
I'm in the room.
Yeah, he's in the room, yeah.
You've got free reign.
But now you have to, like, do something...
Yes.
And you don't even have to be in the scene.
Right. No.
It could be.
You can be dreaming.
I've got something. I'm going to set the scene up. 14 days earlier, Hieronymus is rifling through his letters of the day. He's just received his parcel and comes upon a missive stamped with the aegis of the king. Opens it up, begins to read.
I forgot about the sentimental item that I had, the invitation to a prestigious order.
Hieronymus, thank you for your application for the king's aegis. Your documentation about the research into golemancy could prove very valuable to the defense of Paelor's kingdom. Upon the next moon, a few of the king's guard will arrive at your place of residence.
That's almost like a tilt.
That's awesome.
We're almost...
That's so good.
To meet with you. And to gather the spear of animation.
Oh my gosh, I like this so much.
Begin your initiation to the king's aegis.
I think it goes well.
That's gotta go well.
Yeah.
There's no way. That was
what the hell?
What up, Chris? Yeah, we're gonna make you do everything. Sorry.
No, that's great.
I want to resolve something.
Alright. So we need a scene. Oh, so it's
scene.
Yeah.
So he's asleep right
so
now.
So he wakes up. He hears that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spears, I say. The Spear Emporium. Okay, so that happens.
And so, yeah, he rolls up and just, like, you're still high.
Yeah,
okay. Head hurts.
There's this horrible screeching noise.
Like, your head literally feels like 50 pounds. Your mouth is just completely dry.
Coronis is on the next couch. He's still out. Drooling. Is running,
And
you're like, what?
You look down, your clothes are gone.
Of course. How did this happen? Should I start from there?
Yeah.
That's
the setup.
All right. I'm not kind of slap her in the face. He doesn't move it off. Like, ha! You bastard!
Dumb fucking idiot.
And the worst robbery ever is going on.
Yeah, I hear like voices out in the... Whoa, 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 whoa. But I also hear... I hear Heronis, his lady friend... And, I met you once.
Yeah.
A familiar voice, and I start walking towards the area. Yeah, walking towards the area, and it's like, it's just kind of like wavy lines and everything, stuff like that. Kind of come across you two guys are standing in the opening. What are you guys doing?
What the fuck? It's Father's friend!
And I kind of give you, like, a shot eye of, like,
like, what? Am I can't be that high.
Hey there, good looking.
And my wig is all skewed up.
Yeah, I say this in general.
Yeah.
You two.
We're looking at the spears!
It's like, oh.
Yeah,
this is my friend when I went to, Daddy school. Called it school? Where I
Daddy's a dick.
Yeah.
We're going to send you to school for a little while.
I remember your daddy talking about that.
You're like lady friend.
Exactly. You're daddy. Yeah. Your daddy, you're talking about that.
Yeah.
What? And who are you?
Come on, you know me. We met. Remember at the Capabana?
So wait, are you supposed to resolve?
Yeah, I'm just trying to. What are we looking for something here?
Well, she wanted to see the spears I talked about at school.
Oh right. It's this one. I give you a decoy.
Okay,
and I'll just hold on to this one as a backup. And it's
wait,
the glowy one?
The real one.
Okay,
your daddy said I could borrow it. So, I'll bring it right back.
So I guess positive outcome for you. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I would say it's positive.
Dave has a white die.
We have one last scene.
Did you catch it?
Well, we have two. These, you both of you, right? No. Yeah,
I went first.
Yeah. So it's Chris.
Yeah, and then it's the tilt.
That was really good.
That was good. This is gonna be so fun.
That was great.
Amazing.
Yeah, that has to play in this next scene.
Yeah,
or in the tilt.
Yeah.
Do you want me to?
Or it doesn't matter. It's up to you. You're the one making. Do you want to resolve, or do you want to make some?
The tilt is essentially going to introduce more complications.
Right.
Okay. That sounds like the perfect tilt.
The thing about
it's going to be compounding on top of whatever.
It's basically simulating all those movies which you haven't seen, but where you've got these elaborate criminals and they're all lowlifes. And then halfway through the movie, it all goes to shit.
Yeah, okay, that helps.
And so it is getting ready to all go to shit. So we are building up to the shit getting.
I mean,
like last,
the guard can be involved. I mean, like it isn't going to hurt anything to pull the guard in,
right?
Because
if you leave them out, they'll probably come in this hill. So
yeah,
whatever you want to do. So set or resolve, essentially.
I'd like to resolve.
Okay.
So you guys are definitely. And
are they on their way?
Yeah, you two are having some kind of dispute.
Yeah, I think we're getting my ability to put up with you is growing very thin.
But perhaps you guys realize that the halfling's gone as well in this dispute.
The halfling,
me,
the lady.
You guys ordered her, didn't you?
Well, she was supposed
she
to...
She snuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was going to tell us how to get in, but...
She saw, you realize that she's gone.
She saw Mommy and Daddy fighting and walked off.
That's right.
Exactly.
Where did the little one go?
Some, or should there be more before that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you guys roleplay your argument for a minute.
Well, you guys think what else might
be. And then at some point...
You could be roleplay the argument. They figure out where the halfling go, and they also see the guards start strolling up to the door.
I think maybe...
Or they both turn to the house where the light just... The torch got lit in the magic room, and they're like, oh. And then the guard comes up behind them.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
That's where you guys are at.
And then you can resolve what happens.
Yeah,
that.
So that's totally what you
said. Yeah, I think the two of us have been bickering back and forth with
me getting
progressively less and less...
insolent. More insolent.
Yes. And you've destroyed my horn. You wouldn't believe how long those take to grow back. No, you're a wonderful king. You'll be a great ruler.
My reign shall be long... And glorious.
Oh, yes. It will be glorious.
If you're lucky, you'll be in it.
Oh, I plan to be in it over and over and over.
Whoa.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. That's
I want to practically bathe myself in your royal reign.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, I gotta fan myself.
That's disgusting.
This is a family show. Whatever
it's about. So, and then
the lights come on.
Yeah, I was thinking...
Wait, we're missing someone. Where did...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And here come... You hear the guards coming up.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's not an emergency. They're here to... Yeah.
We must find the little one.
I start walking into the house.
Just like front door? Just front door! I'm the fucking king!
Is that how you're resolving this?
Well, as he walks in, then the guard...
sees me as I kick down the front door.
Alright.
And there's a resolution.
Yeah, and do we think the guards are... Or I think the negative for you would be the guards notice you.
Well, he's kicked down the door.
He's resolving.
Oh, that's right, you're resolving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you just kicked down the door, and the guards just walked up there.
So how's this
going to go?
It's going to go negative, holy shit.
So they see you, and
they're
go...
like, what the fuck?
What are you doing?
What?
Halt! Who goes there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So it's they've seen you, and I think this is a good place for the
guards. Exactly.
Yes. Halt. Mm-hmm. Who goes?
So who are you giving that to?
Or to the... Thank you.
All right, now we all roll our dice.
That was Dylan.
Yeah.
I think.
I did 6.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, you can find more at geekspective.com. You can also keep up to date by liking Geekspective and Evil Is As Evil Does on Facebook and following Geekspective on Twitter.